Greetings, Shalom Alechem, Boker Tov, good morning. I'd like to lead you in a meditation on the words of the Shema. The Shema, as you may know, is a core part of Jewish practice. These six words of the Shema are traditionally chanted in the morning and in the evening. And many people think of the Shema as a creed or a belief. It says in English, "Hear, O Israel, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one." And so the Shema is usually talked about as a belief in one God or monotheism, but it's really much more than that. It's really an invitation to a way of seeing. And by way of seeing, I don't mean putting a certain frame on reality. For example, if you were to wear glasses with red lenses, or glasses with blue lenses, then you would look at the world and everything would look red or blue. That's not what I mean by a way of seeing, but rather it would be more like taking off the glasses altogether so that you don't have something that is influencing the way you're seeing the world. Now, what are those glasses? What do the glasses represent? The glasses are your opinions, your judgments, your past experiences, your thoughts, all of the things that cause you to think that you know what reality is, that you know what's actually going on. We're going to move beyond the thinking mind and look at reality, look deeply at your experience in a very raw and simple way. And in doing that, you can reach a state of inner freedom. And by inner freedom, I mean ease and spaciousness and the ability to be with whatever arises in the present moment without struggle, without anxiety, without worry, without negativity, without anger. And in that state of ease or inner freedom, the midot, the positive qualities of loving kindness, of wisdom, of compassion, and of creativity are available to you much more easily than when you're in a contracted state. So let's begin. The first two words of the Shema are Shema Yisrael. So let's chant that, just bringing your awareness to the feeling of your breathing, to the feeling of the voice vibrating in your body as we chant. Shema Israel. So Shema is telling you to listen, to perceive. So just becoming aware of what you're perceiving in this moment. Feeling the sensations of your body. Feeling the flow of your breathing. Noticing whatever sounds are being picked up by your ears. Noticing what you're seeing. Noticing if there is any emotional feeling in your body, whether it be positive or negative, just becoming aware of it, accepting it. And as thoughts arise in your mind, simply be aware of the thoughts without getting drawn into their narrative. A thought arises, instead of going for the thought, simply say, there's the presence of that thought. The word Yisrael, let's read it as Yishar El, which means straight to God, meaning that everything that is in your field of awareness, everything that you're perceiving, noticing, first of all, that it is a manifestation of existence. So for example, when you see this cup, instead of looking at the words and ideas that are on the cup, instead of saying the word cup in your mind, simply notice that the seeing of these colors in this shape, in this form, is a manifestation of your experience, a manifestation of existence. When you feel your breathing, the movement of the breathing, the taking in and the breathing out are simply aspects of being, aspects of existence. So that's what's meant by Yishar El, seeing through to the basic quality of being in everything. That's the God, that's the El. As opposed to seeing the surface, the names and forms of things. You still see and perceive and feel the forms, but not labeling them as certain forms with your mind, but instead simply bringing your mind to noticing that the form simply exists, that it simply is. The next two words are Adonai Eloheinu. So let's chant that together. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai is referring to existence, being, reality, everything that you're perceiving in this moment. Eloheinu means our God or our godliness. And so now we're bringing to mind that not only is everything within your field of experience manifestations of being, manifestations of existence or reality or truth, but also your own perception is also a manifestation of God, reality, being, truth. Adonai is Eloheinu, meaning reality and existence, being and truth, is also your own perception, your own awareness. And that's godliness as you, as your I-ness. So notice that these two sides of your experience in this moment, the spaciousness of your awareness, of your noticing, of your presence, is reality. And everything that arises within your experience, your breathing, your seeing, your hearing, your feeling, even the thoughts that arise, all of that that arises in this moment is also reality. That Hashem, or God, or being, or reality, is arising as these two sides of the equation, as your awareness and as everything that you're aware of. Which brings us to the final two words, Adonai Echad. Echad means one. And so in noticing these two sides, awareness and that which you're aware of, notice that even though awareness and that which you're aware of are radically different, completely the opposite of each other in one sense. In another sense, they're not separate at all, and they can never be separate. Can there ever be a time when you're aware of something without awareness? Of course not. Awareness of form is completely inseparable from the awareness itself. And is it possible to have awareness without being aware of something, even if that something is just silence? Of course not. As long as there's awareness, there's always awareness of some quality. So awareness and that which you're aware of never arise separately. And so there's a unity to experience, a unity to this moment, a wholeness and completeness to this moment as it is. So let's chant together Adonai Echad, noticing the oneness of this experience in this moment. Adonai Echad. Chanting the Shema in this way is a wonderful practice that you can do every day, several times per day, to awaken your awareness of the oneness of this moment, a oneness that is inherently part of your own experience, not an idea or a belief you have to impose on your experience, but rather seeing your mind, seeing your feelings, seeing your perceptions, and noticing that your awareness and that which you're aware of form a completeness and a wholeness. Then you can return to the ease and openness and receptiveness to the midot of loving kindness, of peace, of creativity, of compassion that flow naturally from that oneness. All blessings to you. Have a wonderful day.